January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We put the question out there. If blank happens at work today, I'm quitting, and I'm bummed because we had one girl on hold named Katie, but I don't know if her call dropped or if she hung up, but apparently she's a school teacher and there's a bit of a head lice problem.
Oh, gross. Oh.
So she said if one more kid today head lice, it's my last day.
Oh,
work.
Did y'all have to check in class?
Yes.
How embarrassing. Like, we would have to
head
sit at our desk.
Yes.
And the nurses came around and would go through our scalps to try to find lice.
Ugh.
And the thing is, like, you're in front of everybody else. So
really?
If any kid is caught with lice, then that's the gross kid, dirty kid that has to leave the room.
And So they make him stand up and walk out right there?
Yes, everybody is in front of everybody.
Have
Sad.
You ever seen lice on a kid?
Ugh,
I found it once when I was babysitting.
Oh.
What does it look like?
It's just this little white thing. It's like hard to tell what it is, but once you find it, and then they're everywhere, and then you feel like it's all over you, and you get the crawlies. Aww. I completely understand why she would quit today.
Well, it's going to make Chris feel like, hey, my job isn't that bad. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Actually, I got two things that my job, if my job doesn't give us more bathroom stalls and more gas money to get to work,
mm-hmm.
I'm just damn quit.
Now, what do you do for a living? Where do you don't have to say specifically where you work, but give us...
I work at this auto insurance company.
Okay.
Up in Sandy Springs, and we have two bathroom stalls, and there's people that come in there, in the men's room specifically,
mm-hmm.
that just blow up the bathroom. Like, there's
nasty.
No one else. Like, there's no one else that needs to use the bathroom. They give you something to put down on the stall and everything like that, but they just go to town. Like, they're at home.
It's enough. It's enough to make you quit your job.
Just about.
Now I want to go to the other thing you said. You said if they don't give you more money for gas.
Yeah.
Like why?
I need a raise. Like the MARTA line. Luckily, there's one bus that runs up that far.
Right.
Okay. And it stops maybe like a block and like a half a block from my job. So I take the MARTA. I don't have a problem. But it's just that, man, I mean, really, come on. Like, something, either we need to, like, get a buddy ride from the medical center to our job, because a lot of people are really complaining. Like, half of our office doesn't even come in throughout the entire week.
Now, when you sit down and have your meeting with the boss today, are you gonna, what order are you going to...
Actually, I'm not coming to work today. We have a 4-day work week.
Oh, okay.
So we work four 10-hour days.
Well,
I
then
kind of like that.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of cool.
It's 4 days on, 3 days off?
Yeah, I would hang on to that job if I were you. That's a cool gig.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna hang on to it. It's cool, but yeah, just the bathroom thing is just ridiculous.
You got to plug your nose and just do it.
Yeah,
tell them to flush and go. Flush is like
courtesy flush.
Yeah, you get your fresh air on the 3 days that you're not working.
Right.
Like, unfortunately for Chris, there's people right now listening angry at him the same way they're angry at Desperate Housewives Girl. He's got a 4-day work week. He's on the MARTA line, and his biggest problem is that there's people who are stinky in the bathroom, and he has a problem. We had another girl on the phone. She hung up, too. She may have actually quit during the phone call.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? Did she say?
She was actually at work now, and she was having an issue with her boss. So it doesn't really count, I don't think, if it's, you know, you can't say, well, if my boss is mean to me today, because, you know, technically, it's kind of their job.
They're allowed to be.
But I think it's like Jen said earlier, you're already ready to go.
Yes.
So you're just finding reasons. So if your boss is mean to you today, well, he just may or she just may be themselves. But today's the day that, you know what, I can't take this anymore.
It's like the person whose relationship ended because their boyfriend parked too close to him in the garage.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about?
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's been building up for 10 months now, mm-hmm. 10 weeks now, and there's one thing, and that's it. Game over.
Are we going to talk about this Jacksonville DJ?
Oh, yeah. We might as well talk about it right now.
Can we talk about it now?
Yeah. Do you have the audio?
Yeah. I've got it right here. This guy.
Speaking of quitting.
This is a DJ on the radio in Jacksonville, and he learned that he was about to get fired before he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and no. So this is his on-air break in Jacksonville.
All right. A few minutes ago, I was letting in on a little bit of information that I'm assuming was supposed to be secret, but I was told that I'm going to be let go on Friday after my show, and I have since then I confirmed it. And you know what? I've decided to just say screw it and give the big middle finger to upper management instead of giving them the opportunity. So first, I want to say thank you to you for making the last 4+ years of my life great here in Jacksonville and on Rock 105. I couldn't think of anywhere better to work here in Jacksonville.
Here
I'm glad I got to work here during some great times.
Here it comes.
And during some not so great times. And again, thank you, upper management, for the not so great times. But in the end, I would not trade any of it for the world. And I'm grateful we spent the time together. Now, Don Davis and Rob Barr and Jake and the rest of my family here that makes things happen on the air, you guys are the greatest, and I wish nothing but the best for all of you. Now, on to the problem. There is nothing worse than managers that think that radio people are like commodities to be used up and thrown away with, they're no longer valuable to the shareholders, which, by the way, I've been working at, I've been working without a contract in good faith for the past few months in the hope that something would work out for me and I'd be able to work out something that would benefit both Cox Radio and my family. But obviously, that wasn't a priority. Now, I find out there's another deal in the works with somebody else and they're only minutes away from handing me my walking papers. Well, here's your 15-second notice. Kiss my ass, Cox Radio Jacksonville, and especially you, Bill Hendrick, and David Israel. You two empty suits will be lucky if this is the only time this happens to you. And it's going to be a bright day in Jacksonville when your desks are emptied and radio is free of you. Now, this shows you how much they're paying attention, by the way, because they should have been in here by now, and if they were really listening to the radio stations and knew what was going on. So thanks for nothing. Rotten hell, Cox Radio. I am gone.
Hey.
Bitter.
Wow. Hell
wow.
Yeah.
Bitter.
But there's so many people, so many people right now go, man, I wish I had the courage to do that, because I was about to say before we played that, I have wanted to witness somebody making the dramatic exit.
The meltdown?
Yes. I've never seen the dramatic exit.
Yeah.
You know, where they just, like that.
I will say his isn't as good as Ineta's.
Yeah, Ineta the mood setter really set the bar.
She set the bar for quitting on the air.
I quit this bitch.
But he threw names out there.
Yeah, wow. What's that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah, I've got Ineta.
Yeah, let's hear a little.
All right,
let's call Ineta. This is, and
this is
by the
2006
way,
quitting on the air, which I'm sorry, but kicks that Jacksonville guy's butt.
And this, for example, these are two examples, by the way, just so you know, of radio, when you hear radio personalities on the air one day and then not the next day.
Mm-hmm.
This is why letting radio personalities go is generally a secret.
I love this one.
The big station 93BLX. It is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Ineta the Mood Setter. And I told you I had a very important announcement. And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder. People lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it.
No,
I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. but I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me, but I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
The Burt Show.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Notice how some homes sell faster in your neighborhood? It's not luck. It's local know-how. RE/MAX agents know their streets, schools, and communities inside and out. And with RE/MAX, those local pros are everywhere. Which means when you're ready to buy or sell, you'll get trusted neighborhood insight that puts you a step ahead. Reach out today. RE/MAX, the experts close to home. Each office independently owned and operated.
All right, Teresa wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Okay. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Good, good.
All right, so Tracy told us that you have something that you've always wanted to give or do for your husband.
But, yes.
And you're not sure you're going to pull the trigger on it just yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you seem nervous.
Yeah, I am a bit nervous. It's kind of a life-changing thing for him, and I just kind of, okay. Well, you know, I've been married for 8 years, and we're like high school sweethearts and everything, and I got married when I was 20 years old, but I never went to college, and my husband had started college and everything. Well, I got pregnant, and he couldn't finish because we couldn't afford it, and he, you know, works for the landscaping company. He doesn't own it. He just works for them, and he's been doing that for a while, and he just really is bummed out. He wants to go to college. And so anyway, I've been working administrative assistant job,
mm-hmm.
and for the past 4 months, I haven't told him, but for the past 4 months, I've been training for promotion. And I don't even want to say, like, the job or where I work, if that's okay. I don't want to.
Sure.
Okay. But they offered me a position, a huge, significant raise where he could actually quit the landscaping company, go to college, mm-hmm. finish, get his business degree, all that. So it really, really is a huge gift for him. And I'm excited to tell him, and I couldn't tell him this weekend, but the problem is that he's very traditional. And he kind of has a thing with the woman being the breadwinner, and you know, he wants to do that for our family and lead our family like that. And I don't know how to tell him, and I'm nervous because I don't want to hurt his ego, you know. I don't want to give a blow to his ego, actually. So
this
it's
is
good news, but...
Definitely a question for you guys.
Yeah.
How you would feel about that. But it's for him to go back to school in order for him to...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that is
his mentality may be different,
right.
Because this is you're doing this for him.
Mm-hmm.
for the family, right? For him, yeah.
And he's going to be training to do something else, right?
Right.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I wanted to do, and I have to tell him today. I mean, I have to tell him tonight.
I don't think we may want to just throw this out to women that have had to go through this with their husbands that knew that their husbands weren't going to be okay with the woman being the breadwinner, because it wouldn't matter to me. If Stacey was making more money than me, but it was all going into the same pot, bring the money into the house, man. We are a team.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less if she was making more money.
It's not more money at the moment. It's like him going back to school, essentially, is her working, him not working. Is that changing?
I personally would be okay. I think it would be great.
I'd be fine with it. I really would.
So if you weren't working, Jessica was the only breadwinner.
God bless.
But here we are. I mean,
wouldn't that be great?
Your situation is going to be a little different, because here you know you have a husband,
right?
That this is going to bother. And mm-hmm. you're asking Jeff and I, and we, the place we come from, it doesn't bother us. So we need to find some Burt Show listeners that have had to go through this mm-hmm. with their husbands to give you some advice on it.
Or maybe guys like you guys who didn't think it would bother them, but then it did.
And then it did.
Yeah.
Right. Bring it all into the house, and then all of a sudden she's making more cash.
Because there's a
and it really was bothering you.
Yeah, there's
404-741-Q100.
There's a study that just came out today talking about how men's identities are so closely related to their jobs that you know, they did a study on guys that I guess in this economy lost their jobs and found that they lost a sense of identity because they weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would struggle more if I had to be totally honest with you guys. I'll share some ugliness. The ego part of me, like if Stacey had a show and we were out all the time, and she was the one getting the notoriety for the show, and she was the one that people really wanted to meet. And when she introduced me, sometimes people cared, other times people didn't care, and stuff like that. That would bother me more than the money situation.
Than the paycheck.
Yeah, see, I think it's the ego part of it.
The ego part of that would bother me. The notoriety. But the cash, I don't care. It's all going to the same place.
But does he talk about going to college like almost every day, or is it just like once in a while type thing?
Once
in a while, because I know he kind of suppressed that because he knows the reality of it right now. You know, mm-hmm. it's just too hard to do it. But I think he wants to do both, go to school and provide for the family. And it's just too hard to do that, especially business school.
Hey, Kristen, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, I went through this exact same situation about 5 years ago with my husband, and it was difficult to approach him because at the same time, he has actually always been the breadwinner. I got a great job. I went actually to school myself for a little while, got my associates and got a great job, and I knew that he really wanted to go back to school. And when I approached him, I said, "This would benefit us as a family by you getting your degree." And then in the end, he did get a better job. He works, I work, and we're living great. And it was so for him. It's for the family. It's for everybody. So it's not a bad thing to approach it that way.
Okay.
All right, that helps. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yes, I just feel like that if you explain to him, honey, this is, you're going to school now to where you can make a better living, where when I stop, when you get done, I will be able to stop and stay at home, and you'll be the breadwinner again. So you're actually furthering our family by going to school and letting me take care of things now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking earlier, is if you present it like as a training, like him going back to school is training for him to be a better provider, then that mm-hmm. might ease it.
And I forgot what you guys said. Do you have children?
Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do. We have two.
It's still going to be hard for him to give up work and go to school. Like, he's still going to work even if he goes to school. It's so, like, hard for guys who want to work and provide all the time. Like, my dad, like, he wants to work. Like, that's what he wants to do. He wants to provide. It's going to be hard for him to give up his job to go back to school anyways, no matter if he wants to go or not.
And I would just check and double check to make sure that you, this isn't a situation where he's mentioned a couple times that I'd like to go back to college. And you, like, have made this big dream of his. Because if you come at him with, I'm going to give you the opportunity to go to college and give us a better life, then...
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it. Yeah,
sounds like you're
a provider
not happy.
Now.
Yeah.
You really got to play ego here. It sounds like with all the advice coming in,
It's
all about stroking ego here.
Yeah, it is. It is. And just being delicate, because men are very delicate.
Hey, Heather, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
Hey, my advice is that if her husband's going to go back to school, he doesn't necessarily have to quit his job. He could work a part-time job, or he could even keep his full-time job and go at night or on the weekends or online.
Is that a possibility for you?
Yeah, that is. It is. I think it just he values being with his children, too, so we might have to work through some time management stuff. But, yeah. Actually, now, yeah, that might be good, both worlds.
Will you have any resentment towards him if you came at him honestly and said, look, this is the opportunity in front of me, and he said, no, I don't want you to take the job? At that point, do you have any resentment that you're sort of working under this glass ceiling in your own house also?
Yeah, that, I don't see how I can't take the job. I don't see how it's going to help us at all to progress, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be a big problem, I guess.
You gotta be honest with him. Tell him what's in front of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Best for the family, best for you. It's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was
good.
Easy. All right, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you.
Sometimes, don't you think, too, when you know your significant other so well, it's about timing.
Yes.
On when to approach them with that kind of conversation.
Oh, God, totally. Yes.
Like
don't do it right when they lie down for bed. Don't ever do that.
Please.
If they are in bed, don't talk to them.
Like if it's, you know, if you can tell they're not in the greatest mood today, if he's, you know, her husband's not in the greatest mood today, maybe just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know,
test it. There's a barometer there for sure.
The Burt Show.
We have to talk about something. This might expand into a bigger discussion.
Okay.
With, you know, tomorrow or later in the week or something. But I'm not the only one who will pass judgment on a person based on who they decide to date. Am I?
No.
Like, and the reason I found out yesterday about somebody who's dating someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl in the relationship was, in my mind, always very hip, very cool, very stylish, like, you know, cool chick.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I found out she's dating is kind of a boosh.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how bad?
Like, he's on a... Like, what's the Bushy scale is like 1 to 100. He's probably mid-80s.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he's just kind of a tool.
So it's almost the same as if you know a guy who, well, his friends, like his good friends, probably think more of him because he's dating her.
Yep.
But because she...
Because I know her better.
Right.
And I know she's all cool and hip and stylish and he's... blah. Like, I just kind of, like, I'm like, whoa.
He's beige?
Yes. Like, he's beige, but he's bad beige.
He's builder beige.
Yes.
He's bushy beige.
Yes.
Bushy builder beige.
And I didn't want to believe it because of...
Well, maybe she sees something in him that you don't. Or maybe she sees something in him, like, when they're by themselves together that he, you know, like, maybe he comes out of his shell more when he's just, like, one-on-one with her. But still.
It's okay, though, to pass that judgment, right? Yeah.
Oh, everybody does that.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're really, if you are shocked by who they're dating, if this just doesn't make sense to you, then, yeah, I could see how you'd look at them differently.
Wait, yeah.
And how long do they have to be together? Because here's the deal. They've only been together, you know, X number of weeks or
mm-hmm.
months or however. I don't know how long they've been. I haven't done enough research into the gossip yet to find out.
Maybe she's slump busting.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe.
But,
well, I usually will give it 6 months. Beyond the 6 month mark, then I have to start kind of either accepting it or kind of make, you know, not judging as harshly. But up until 6 months, you know, any day they could break up.
And is it?
And that's optimistic.
Any day I could have
my
friend back.
They're doomed.
No. Yeah.
And is it something?
But everybody does. If you don't approve of who they're dating of, then you want want them to stay together.
And especially when you get the, I have a friend that was dating this person that I got this full description beforehand, like, oh, she's this and she's that and she's, you know, I mean, just over the top stories about how awesome this girl was and whatever. So my friend introduces me to her and I'm like, completely underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was the oversell at the beginning or if I would have felt like that anyway. But yeah, you're kind of like, oh, really?
And that's why friends are always nervous, or you're nervous rather to introduce, you know, somebody that you're starting to date to friends because you want their approval because of the judgment that people pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do I, am I fair? The fact.
We're terrible creatures.
Now, hold on.
That's just awful.
The fact that she even dated him once, like the fact that they're even known as a couple, no matter how brief
that
the time.
French kissed.
Yes. Is it okay? Is it okay for me to ding her?
He was telling us. We all know who he's talking about.
Like, is it okay for that to be a notch against her? Is that okay for her to come down from the hip and cool? Like, if she's on the cool ladder, can she pop down a couple of rungs even if she's only...
She's on the cool ladder, and then she missed a step, and she down a couple,
and
right.
kind of caught herself.
This conversation's freaking me out.
She,
why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about you.
No, I know you're not. I know who you're talking about.
I mean, I'm not
about.
Talking about you right now, but someday I'm sure I will be. Just so you know. But so, I, like, is there, if, like, if it ends tomorrow, then does she not fall down any rungs?
Well, I think that it...
How long?
This, like yeah. I said, the 6 month mark. If you, they're your friend, if they're really your friend, then after, for me, after 6 months, then I've got to start just accepting the other person into the fold, the Bush into the fold, and just kind of try to see
embrace,
into them.
You have to embrace your Bush.
And you have to try, try to embrace my Bush. And, you know, then you start having, like Jen was saying, that, you know, if she sees something in him and she's truly falling in love with him, then you've got to kind of try to see what she sees in him and just be supportive.
But you don't have to hang out with him. Because that's torturous.
Hey, is this is this Linda?
Melinda, yes.
Melinda,
hey,
how
Melinda.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's
good.
Up?
When you guys started talking about this, I had to say something. I ended a friendship with a girl because I couldn't stand her boyfriend.
Really?
Yes.
He was bushy?
He was terrible. He wouldn't work. He wouldn't help her with the bills. He was working two jobs. He was sitting around all day doing nothing. And then she was coming to me saying, I don't have any money. He's doing this. He's doing that. And then I can't say to her, well, you know, he's a jerk. You should leave him, because then the next day they're in love again.
So what ended up happening with you and your friend?
I was just like, you know, this friendship, I just kind of slowly cut her out, stopped calling her, didn't really want to hang out as much, just because it just wasn't. I just couldn't continue listening. I couldn't continue listening to her complain about her boyfriend that she was never going to leave.
So she didn't even just drop down the ladder? She didn't
have
a ladder
anymore.
She
pushed her right off. And yeah. She's like those people in the gutter commercials. Like they're reaching for a gutter. Bam! Next thing you know, they're on their back. All right. Thanks for the call, Melinda. This is going to require more evaluation.
Yeah,
this
and I'm also...
This is a good conversation.
Yeah, and I'm also wondering, at what point do you say something to her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you never can.
Can you?
No.
Can you, if she is asking questions about it? Like, if she comes to you and says, I'm not really sure about this, but whatever,
you just
what
save
do you
your
think?
Friend from the Bush.
It's all... the.
But if she's, like, head over heels, yes. You can't say anything. She is?
Is she head over heels?
If she is.
Is she head over heels?
If she is that way, you can't talk crap about it.
No, you definitely can't.
No.
But if she comes to you saying, hey, I'm not really sure about this, what do you think about it? You mm-hmm. could give your real opinion.
Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I've been doing the same thing for that you are. I've been doing it for a year.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, you're past the point.
And it's my brother.
Oh.
Well, you got to support your brother and his past the point of no return.
You're going to have a Bush in law.
No, I can't. I can't stand it. And it's so hard when she talks not to punch her in the head.
Well, I'm sure you can work through it.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.